Hey, beloved, welcome back. I am so happy to have you here. Listen, let me tell you, God has something to say to you. Have you ever wondered, does God really speak to people? Does God only speak to leaders, preachers, and teachers? Why doesn't God speak to me? If God really speaks to me, then why can't I hear him? If so, then go grab a note taker, something to write with, get someplace comfortable, and let's chat. Hey, beloved, have you been feeling stagnant and defeated in your walk with God? Do you wish you could move beyond the hurt and disappointments of your past? Are you desiring to have an intimate relationship with God, one where you know his voice and can receive guidance daily? Finally, do you wish you could believe and trust in him so that you no longer lived in constant worry and doubt? If so, you're in the right place. I'm Pamela Dupree, a certified Christian life coach and mindset coach. Each week, I'll provide you with practical tips and biblical teachings to help you experience the faith and enter the rest God desires for you to have. So let's get into it. Hey, beloved. So today, God has something he wants to say to you. But before we get into it, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to come before your presence, before your throne of grace boldly. God, we ask that you open up our hearts to receive, open up our ears to hear, and God, you be glorified through all that's said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. So let me recap from the last episode. Prayer is communication with God. Prayer isn't simply a conversation with God. What is communication? Communication is sending or receiving information. When it comes to communicating with God or prayer, I believe that so many people, they focus on the sending piece, sending information to God, making their request made known to God, but they seem to fall short on the receiving piece, receiving information from God, hearing from God. Have you ever had someone to call you, or have you ever run into an individual, and during the course of that interaction, that person did almost all of the talking? I mean, it was hard for you to get a word in because they would not stop talking. Or have you ever tried to have a conversation with someone who would over-talk you? Whenever you tried to say something, they would get louder because they were adamant about you hearing what they had to say. Well, how did that make you feel? How did you walk away from that conversation feeling, knowing that that individual never took the time to listen to what you had to say? You had something valuable to contribute to the conversation, but they never took the time to hear. You may have had a solution to whatever they were dealing with, but they never stopped to listen to what you had to say. They completely missed out on some valuable information. It is so easy for us to do this with God. He is all-knowing. When we don't take the time to listen, we miss out on valuable knowledge. He knows what lies ahead. He sees what's in the future. He's already there. We're trying to get there. Don't you think we should take the time to listen to what he might have to say? So this is a true story, and it's probably going to be hard to believe it. But I remember when I was younger, there was this guy that my dad knew. They referred to him as Blab. I never understood why they gave him that name. I thought maybe, okay, he might talk a lot and that's why they gave it, since Blab is what that usually referred to. But I had no idea to the extent that he totally lived up to that name. One day he called our home looking for my dad. My dad wasn't there. I answered the phone. As soon as I said hello and I told him my dad wasn't there, he started talking and he did not stop. Even when I tried to break in to say, hey, I need to step away from the phone, he never stopped talking. I kid you not. I put the phone down and walked away for 10 minutes. When I returned and picked up the phone, he was still talking. I put the phone down again and walked away for another 10 minutes. When I returned, I picked up the phone and he was still talking. This went on, I kid you not, for almost an hour. He never knew I wasn't even on the phone because he would not stop talking. Is that what you do to God? Is that what we do to God? I have been guilty of it, where I just didn't take the time to listen to what he had to say. And I missed out on so much valuable information. God has answers to our questions. He has solutions to your problem. Matthew 11, 28 through 9, King James Version, says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." The NLT version says, "Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Come to me and let me teach you," is what Jesus said. In other words, don't just come, but receive what I have for you. Receive what I want to tell you. Don't come and then walk away empty-handed without what I have for you. And I really love the Message version. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you." Did you hear that? Come to me. He said, you'll recover your life. It doesn't matter where you are at this moment. God can help you to recover your life. He said, come to me and you will recover your life. God will show you how to get your life back. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. He can show you how to get your life back. He can show you and will show you why you are here and what you were put on this earth to do. He will give your life meaning and purpose. You might be feeling like you are merely existing and this is not the will of God for you. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And when God talks about having life more abundantly, it's not just financially or materially. Yes, he wants us to have finances. He wants us to have material things, but he also wants us to have an abundance of joy, an abundance of peace, an abundance of rest, an abundance of restoration of things that the enemy has stolen from you, things that you have lost on your own. God wants us to have an abundant life. Listen, there is so much God wants to say to you. But he needs for you to take the time to listen to what he has to say. Remember, prayer is not about a specific time of day. It is not about the length of time that you pray. And it is not about being in a specific place. So don't get stuck in tradition. Don't get stuck in, oh, I have to pray at this time, or, oh, I have to be in this position. Listen, we do need to posture our heart. Our hearts need to be toward God when we pray. But there's no specific way that you have to be positioned physically to pray. The majority of my prayer time is not spent on my knees. Some of it is, but the majority is not spent on my knees. The majority of my prayer time is not spent with me pacing the floor. Some of it is, but the majority of my prayer time is spent when I sit at my desk. That is the time where I'll get my Bible, my biblical resources, my tablet, a note taker, and a pen. And that is where I do most of my praying, except for when I'm praying throughout the day. But I mean, specifically setting aside a time to pray, to communicate with God and listen to God communicate. That is done at my desk, not on my knees. And I am not telling you that that is how you need to do it. What I will say is you need to find what works best for you, the place where you feel the most comfortable. Because again, prayer is having a conversation with God. So get someplace where you're comfortable so that you can have that communication where you not only talk to God, but you hear God talk to you. If you have not been praying, if you've not been communicating with God, having two-way conversations, then I encourage you, start by taking just a few minutes each day to have a conversation with him. If it is for 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, it doesn't matter. Just start somewhere. And If you set aside a prayer time and say you missed that prayer time, then don't let the enemy beat you up and say, oh, well, you have to try it again tomorrow. No, you can stop and you can still try today. It is never too late. You can pray to God any moment, any second, any hour of the day. He is there waiting to have a conversation with you. Listen, I hope something that has been said has encouraged you or inspired you to be more intimate with God, to have that deeper intimacy with Him. Until next time, be blessed, beloved. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is a perfect time to do so. The Word of God says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's a simple prayer. You can repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is your only begotten Son, that He died for my sins, and that you raised Him from the grave. I ask that you come into my heart. I repent of all my sins. In Jesus' name, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out. EnterHisRest@PamelaDupree.com. EnterHisRest@PamelaDupree.com. That's Pamela with two L's, Dupree with two E's. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast would not be possible without you. If you found what you heard helpful, be sure to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. And as always, we can stay connected by visiting PamelaDupree.com. You can also find Enter His Rest on Facebook and IG, or you can email EnterHisRest@PamelaDupree.com. See you soon.